Hi, beautiful people. My name is Angelica Marie Omekwa Eshesimwa, founder of Omekwa Organics, and you are listening to The Tea Corner. The tea for today is, why can't you trust yourself? Okay, trust is a big word. It's a very important word. It's a really important thing to have trust in yourself, trust in your capabilities, trust that you will eventually find your way. So we're going to get into, you know, common reasons why we can't trust ourselves, how to remove those blocks and to move into a space of trust, okay? Because it will change your life. Let's get into it. So I think trust is something that we're all born with when we're young. I think when we're children, we're very trusting individuals because we have to be, right? We trust in our parents to take care of us. We trust them to keep us safe. So a lot of the times, you know, just given life, because things happen, our trust can kind of erode, right? You know, trust in the fact that we'll be kept safe by the people in our life, that we will have fulfilling and meaningful experiences. And then trust in ourselves that we are able to express ourselves authentically, move through the world authentically and safely. Okay, I think trust and safety really go hand in hand, because a lot of the times, of course, we don't want to put ourselves in harm's way. You know, trusting ourselves to other people to keep us safe, to acknowledge us, to stay with us. When that trust erodes, it can really force us to think that we don't deserve safety, that we don't deserve those things, right? So that trust is broken on all fronts, okay? And I think it's really important to recognize the areas in your life where you may have lost that trust, you know, in relationships, in your career, within yourself, in your own capabilities. Because even if you're not aware of that, and if you don't bring it to your forefront, right, it's going to affect all the actions you take. There will 100% be circumstances and challenges that will test your trust. Okay, but again, trust is something that needs to be tested in order to be strengthened. Okay, think of situations in your life where, you know, all the odds have seemed against you. There's so many, extenuating circumstances, but you held trust, you held faith. And in the end, you benefited. You had a positive benefit from it because you knew deep down, you had the intuition, you had the knowledge, and you had the certainty that you would persevere. Okay, and the road to trust, it's a winding path. It's a winding path. It's definitely a journey. But you will learn so much more about yourself when you allow yourself to trust. And you allow yourself to take risks. This episode of the Tea Corner is brought to you by The Protected Blend, Omekwa's organic herbal tea for inflammation and immune system protection. Bright ginger, holy basil, rosemary, and other powerful herbs protect you so you can focus on living life abundantly. The Protected Blend is made with biodegradable, full-leaf sachets so you get the real tea, not that tea mulch mess, okay? Text the word PROTECTED, all caps, to the Omekwa Organics number in the episode description for money off your first bag of PROTECTED. Let's get back to the tea, shall we? Welcome, Sequoia. Thanks for coming on up.
Yeah, for sure. A lot was resonating with me. If it's cool, could I add quickly to like what you just said and just have my mind going?
Of course.
Something that I use to combat my own doubt and help other people with doubt is like just recognizing that like doubt is just a negative thought pattern. It's a choice, right? Like it's something that we've condition our brains or our minds to do, and with that choice we have the choice to think the opposite too, right? Like, so I like to think about just like combating doubt, right? Like, so what if it doesn't work out? What if I lose money? What if blah blah blah? But it's like we have the same exact power, if not if not, it holds more weight to think the opposite. Like, what if it does work out? What if something great happens from this, right? And so, like, this idea you're just talking about, just refocusing your energy, like, that's one of my favorite realizations of, like, just as easy as it is to think about something negative or have a doubtful thought is just as easy as it should be to have a positive thought about something working out or something going great. And like, when you're given that mental energy, that spiritual energy, that emotional energy to like a positive outcome, it's like you said, like you're attracting it too. You're going to start seeing everything line up in alignment with that thought. So that was just one thing about doubt that I wanted to throw in there.
Yeah, precisely. Thank you for sharing. And, you know, I think we oftentimes, like, we revert to thinking in a limited way. Because I think I touched upon this last week. It's like, when we were kids, our thoughts were expansive, okay? We wanted to be anything and everything when we were kids. And as we grow up, we're really taught to think in a limited way, you know, by, I honestly say, like, adults in our life or media in our life that, you know, they've experienced, you know, the trials and tribulations of life and have let that limit their worldview and scope, and then pass that mentality onto the next generation instead of encouraging our expansive thoughts and teaching us how to build resilience to think expansively. Okay, because in this world, okay, you have to build the resilience to think expansively, because a lot of people do not think expansively. Okay, because it's scary to think expansively. I think it's even though it's extremely detrimental to let doubt consume you, it's comfortable. Okay, because you only have to think about the right now. You don't have to challenge yourself. You can place blame on every other thing, and it gives you an excuse to have inaction. Okay. But if you expend the energy and you take the risk to think expansively in a world that most people don't think expansively, and put your energy into it and put your time and consistency into it, it will happen. And again, y'all, you know, just to tell you on the other side of doubt, okay, and just wallowing, you know, I really cannot express how bad it was. But after I shifted out of that, you know, after I decided to, you know, put myself out there more, be on this platform regularly, speak to y'all no matter how many people are in the room, find out opportunities for my business and apply to them, speak to people about my business and my vision openly and them confirming that, you know, what I was thinking of doing was dope, God putting people in my life that I need to work with who will help me build, you know, this business and what I want to do. Finding organizations and opportunities, amazing opportunities, like kind of like fall into my lap because I'm open to it and I'm putting the energy and I'm not doubting myself as much anymore. Okay. I've seen this in my business life. I've seen this in my love life and relationships. Truly, y'all, it's like you've been doubting yourself for so long. What has it done for you? Has it done anything for you? You know? So just make, as Sequoia said, make the choice. Make the choice. And it's an active daily choice. You will have to make that choice several times a day. Okay? So now subconsciously, you're letting doubt, you know, run the ship, okay? But right now, you need to actively look at those choices, make those small choices that build up to big choices. And once you train yourself to do that, then you'll naturally start making those choices subconsciously. And those things will come to you. People will recognize that you've made the choice to be great and expansive, and that you trust yourself. Because when you trust yourself, naturally other people will trust you too, okay? That's the magic of it, all right? When you trust yourself, other people trust you, other people pour into you, opportunities start coming, okay? So find what you need to put in your life and do in your life to trust yourself. Do you need to take more classes? Do you need to read more books? Do you need to go out and socialize with people more? What are the small things that you need to do to start building those pillars of trust? Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Tea Corner Podcast, beloved. We drop every Wednesday morning wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. It helps this little old show grow and expand Omekwa's mission of body, mind, and spiritual wellness. Talk to you next week, and in the meantime, live abundantly. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tea Corner, beloved. You have taken the time for vital self-care when there are so many other things demanding your attention. That's why I created the Self-Care Success System, to help you build a uniquely perfect self-care routine that doesn't just fit into your busy lifestyle, it transforms your lifestyle. Using our assessment, you will receive 5 actionable steps to get started today. Start building a life of peace, purpose, and prosperity founded upon self-care today, and begin our free self-care success assessment in the description below.